Recorded Books and RB Digital present A Defense of Honor by Christiane Hunter. Narrated by Beverly A. Crick. Chapter 1. London, 1816. Graham, the Viscount Wharton, heir to the earldom of Grableton, pride of the Cambridge fencing team, coveted party guest, and generally well-liked member of both Brooks and White's, was bored. While the ball swirling around him held as much sparkle and elegance as ever, a dullness had taken the sheen off everything lately. The years he'd spent travelling the world after school had shown him the brilliance and variety of life, but since he'd been back in England, there'd been nothing but routine. How long since he'd seen something new? Someone new? 3 years? 4? It wasn't so much that he wanted to chase adventure as he had in his youth. At a year past 30, he was more than ready to stay home. But was it too much to ask that his days have a little variety to them? Everything and everyone simply looked the same.
"This year's young ladies seem to be lovelier than past years," Mr. Crispin Sherrington said, drawing Graham's thoughts away from his maudlin wanderings and back to the conversation he was having with two old acquaintances from school. Lord Maddingley jabbed Mr. Sherrington with his elbow and chuckled.
"The lighter your pockets, the prettier the partridges."
Even the conversations were the same, and they weren't any more interesting on their 42nd iteration than they were on their first. Different players, and occasionally different motives, but Graham could say his lines by rote.
"Are you looking to marry this year, Sherrington?"
Sherrington, a second son with limited prospects, slid a finger beneath his cravat and stretched his neck.
"I don't have a choice. Pa's been ill, and when he's in the ground, I'll have nothing. My brother Seymour is a little too thrilled at the idea of cutting me off when he inherits."
Maddingley grimaced.
"At least your father didn't gamble it all away. You should see the mess I'm left with. I've got to build up the coffers if I hope to keep the roof over my head."
Graham resisted the urge to sigh. There were better ways for a man to further his fortune, but that opinion wasn't very popular among his peers. Instead of suggesting either man learn how to invest what funds they had, or possibly even endeavour to save a bit, he continued on the conversation's normal course.
Who has the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?